Inkokheli zenhlanganiso zentathelo izindaba eziningi zithi kukhona okungacaciyo ngalo mthetho omutsha owe-Freedom of Expression Act. Isikhulumeli senhlanganiso elwela amalungelo entathelo izindaba ezacathulayo e-Young Journalists Association of Zimbabwe, YOJA, uMnumzana Leopold Mnende, upha umbono wakhe.
Umongameli u-Emmerson Mnangagwa uthethe okunye okwakukhulunywa ngabantu ukuthi i-access to information ibe ikhanyelwa yi-Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission, not i-Zimbabwe Media Commission. Ngoba i-access to information yinto eyavunyelana ngamazwe wonke ukuthi sizabe senzani sihloniphe. I-Zimbabwe Human Rights Commission iyo yodwa elamandla okukhanyela ukuthi into lezi ziyenzeka ngamandla njalo uhulumende wenza kwenzeki.
Uthi kulezikhexe ezikhona kulo mthetho ezilakho ukuba ngumgoqo kakhulukazi kuntathela izindaba lapho kulabakufunayo kuziphatha amandla zikahulumende oqakathekileyo.
Ibifuze iphume egcekeni ukuthi nxa sesikhuluma ngokuthi uhulumende esinike amaphepha emvuma ezenza amaphepha ayewabhala lezinto ayezibhadalela ukuthi uzasinika nini njalo sokutheni. Lokhu kuhle kuhlanganisele lengatsha zikahulumende lathi ngama-state institutions even laf ahlanganisa labo zesazi ukho fuze sibe wazi even ama-ministry abo ukuthi avumelana ini abhadalani njalo fuze sibe wazi ukuthi lokhu bakwenza nini sokutheni.
UMnumzana Collins Ncube isakhamuzi seHarare uthi usasekhona umsebenzi kwezokulondolozwa kwentathelo izindaba lokwethulwa kwezindaba lemibiko ngokukhululekileyo.
Imithetho yakhona kayi-implimentwe as per the constitution. Kwesinye isikhathi kungaba lama-act atshintshwayo lanani, kodwa kuqakathekile ukuthi khona uhulumende ame eqinisweni lomthetho ulandele. Kuba lula kakhulu kwenzeka ukuthi intathelo yezindaba lawo belandele umthetho naloyo yabukhona elizweni. Ayikhona ukuthi uyabotshwa kukhona kuthiwa kusa-investigate ukuthi kuhamba njani.
Umqondisi wenhlanganiso esebenzisana loZulu eZimbabwe Peace Project, okungelinye lamalunga omanyano wenhlanganiso eziphansi kwe-Human Rights NGO Forum, uNkosazana Justina Mkoko, yena usola ukuphathwa kubi okwenziwa intatheli zindaba.
Kulusizi kakhulu ukuthi sibona ukuncindezelwa kwentatheli zindaba, ikakhulu kuleli viki. Singene kuleli viki sibona intatheli izindaba zabesifazane ezimiswe lokuxotshwa umsebenzi ngenxa yenhlelo abazenzileyo. Sidane kakhulu ngokuthi sibe kwazi ukuthi kulezinto ezinje ezilokho zisenzakala elizweni lakithi eleZimbabwe elifanele ukuthi kube lilizwe eliphumeleleyo, ilizwe elihambelana lalokho okukusekelo sombuso okuphathelane lokuthi abantu bathole imbiko bekhululekile.
Ngakolunye udaba, intathelo izindaba eZimbabwe ziqhubeka zisethula imibiko yokudana lokududuzana njengemuli yabakulomsebenzi ngokulahlekelwa ngeyinye yabo ebelodumo uGrace Mthandwa. UGrace osebenze njengentathelo izindaba kumaphephandaba afana labo Financial Gazette lamanye, ubhubhe izolo eHarare ngemva kokugula kwesikhathi eside eqiniswa ngumkhuhlane owemvukuzane. UMnumzana Collins Ncube ngomunye wabatshengise lokhu kudana ngemva kaGrace Mthandwa.
Silusizi bakithi ngokulahlekelwa yi-veteran journalist, intatheli yezindaba esikhule siyazi siyilalela njalo kubuhlungu kakhulu ukuthi lahlekelwe ngama-resources, ama-resource person anjengo-Grace. Silusizi kakhulu emulini, silusizi kakhulu ku-journalism fraternity ijikelele njalo sithi kalale ngokuthuluma.
Okusekelwe ngenye njalo intatheli izindaba esebenza izimele uNkosazana Angela Jim owasungula inhlanganiso yentatheli izindaba zesifazane ezithatha imifanekiso eZimbabwe Association for Female Photographers, ZAFP, yena uchaze umunye njengomuntu owayezinikele ukuthuthukisa lokuqinisa ezinye intatheli izindaba kakhulukazi ezesifazane.
I knew about Grace and didn't know her, but then I got to know her and I discovered that she was such an amazing person, fun-loving, funny, witty, intelligent, always encouraging me. And one thing about Grace, she was a woman of great faith. She always used to tell me that everything's going to be okay, everything will be well. You know, that's one of the things I really appreciated about her. She was never down, you know. She wouldn't let anything get her down. And that she imparted in me as well.
Ngiqala ukumazi uGrace, ngisaqala umsebenzi wokuba intatheli izindaba. Lanxa ngaleso sikhathi ngangingakamazi sisi. Kodwa ngagcina sengimazi kuhle. Ngananzelela ukuba wayengowesifazane owayemangalisa, owayehlakaniphile kakhulu. Ekhaliphile engqondweni njalo wayengikhuthaza isikhathi sonke. Wayehlezi engitshela isikhathi sonke ukuba izinto zizolunga. Okuyona into engimbonga ngayo. Wayengasimuntu ophatheka ngezinto ezingela msebenzi. Okuyinto ayidlulisela lakimi.
Intatheli izindaba eziningi ikakhulu ezesifazana zincoma kakhulu uGrace. Bemchaza njengentatheli izindaba eyayithanda umsebenzi wayo. Elesibindi okuyikho okwamenza wahlala iminyaka eminingi ekulumsebenzi. Iningi lentatheli izindaba zesifazane owayethanda ukuphakamisa abesifazana njalo abaningi babo bedlula ezandleni zakhe befundiswa umsebenzi nguye. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngiseHarare, ngingumevisi Gama.